I hope your day is full of tsunamis and tornadoes and hurricanes. Yes, I just survived a hurricane. Guys, we have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only comedian Kelly Ryan. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Kelly Ryan, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, Skankfest. I'm coming to Skankfest. That's September 29th through October 1st. It's in Vegas. It's one of my favorite comedy festivals. So if you're coming, I can't wait to party with you. It's going to be so much fun. And then also I have other dates. Let me just pull those up real quick. I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena on September 2nd for Comedy Juice. And I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv on, I believe it's the September 26th for Comedy Juice as well. And more dates coming soon. You can always find them at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. Guys, make sure to buy some merch. It's a great way to support your favorite podcast. There's a link to it in the description of this episode and also in my link tree on my Instagram. Also, you can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. More tour dates coming soon. I post them always at Princess Shank. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Kelly Ryan, I want you to do something for me. Look down at your feet right now. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, ask yourself why, you dirty doggy. You need socks. They protect your most valuable assets, your feet. Your toes are a form of currency. It's 2023. Level up the sock game, hoes. I'm not just saying that calling women hoes. Men can be hoes too. I know a lot of hoes that are men. Okay, whether you're into aliens or blueberries or ice cream or Rick and Morty, there's a pair of socks for you. Ohyeah.com, discount code Sarah10. That's 3 O's, HYEAH.com, discount code Sarah, SARA10, for 10% off unique sock designs. All right, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Kelly Ryan. Here it is. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is the one, the only, comedian Kelly Ryan.
Hello.
Hello. Did you like that formal intro?
I did. That was really fucking good. Yeah.
We're survivors of a hurricane.
We are. That was the weakest hurricane I've ever gone through. I was in the sky. I was flying.
You were flying during the hurricane?
The hurricane.
Were you worried?
Yeah. No, because like... I once I'm in the air, I'm like, well, Godspeed. Like, if we go down, we go down. Like, I let go completely. But what was weird is when we landed and we saw that there was a hurricane and then the earthquake as well. And we were just like, wow, Mother Nature hates our asses.
Mother Nature has had enough of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to take it out.
She gave us a fake hurricane.
Yeah, and like I had friends that went to the grocery store and everything was like gone. And I think it was the pavilions where all the registers went down and people were like losing their minds. Like, can you imagine if we had an actual apocalypse? Like,
we would be so fucked.
We'd be screwed.
I'd be at the nail salon. I'd be like,
if I'm going to go down, I'm going to look good, bitch.
First things first, I'm getting my gel X's. Yeah. I won't be able to set up a tent. Why do I feel like in an apocalypse you have to be able to set up a tent?
Yeah, I guess you do have to be like
resourceful.
Yeah, I feel like I would let go of the tent because the frustration of putting up the tent. I would be like, this isn't like, I feel like I would have to keep my anxiety and stress levels down, and the tent would elevate the stress.
Right.
Like setting it up.
Like I'd rather stumble upon a bus stop and use that for shelter.
Or like a little cave. There's no caves out here. But maybe an empty gay nightclub I could stock up on.
We're heading to West Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. The girls are taking over WeHo.
We're sheltering place at the Abbey.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, I have a very important question for you. And I was like, what am I going to ask Kelly? And then I was like, I know what I'm going to ask Kelly.
Okay.
What are your favorite condiments?
My favorite condiments?
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually am allergic to tomatoes, which is the biggest letdown in the world. Because I didn't know for the longest time. I had no clue. Really? Until I went and got an allergy test done. They were like, you know how you're sick all the time? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, because you eat tomatoes, bread, peanuts, almonds, this whole fucking list.
You can't have bread.
I can't have gluten, yeah.
Okay.
So all of that combined, awful. Ketchup would obviously be my answer. I'm a huge ketchup hoe, but now obsessed with mustard. Can't get enough mustard, spicy mustard, honey mustard, you name it, mustard, I'm with it. Like,
I do like a mustard.
Yeah. I like ranch, but I feel like whenever I order ranch with something ranch doesn't belong with, I feel like just like a gross fuck. You know,
like
what I'm
saying? A little pig.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah, literally.
Like,
I need the ranch.
I need the ranch for my pizza. Well, ranch is like something you eat by yourself at home when no one else is around.
Yeah, yeah.
For me.
Definitely. Like, I'm not...
I could get down, though, with it.
I could do it, but it's more of, like, the...
The shame?
I'm protecting my image with the ranch.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
What about blue cheese?
Blue cheese I can't fuck with.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's less of the taste and more of the, like... The smell of blue cheese, can't fuck with.
There's something moldy.
Yes.
You're like, this feels like I shouldn't be eating it, but that's what I like about it.
Mm, gotcha.
I can feel judgment coming from the side of the table.
It's not as much a judgment.
Gotcha.
It's more of an understand. Like, I'm trying to understand what the mind of someone who loves blue cheese is like. Because I feel like... It's someone who has matured a little bit more than I have. Like, you have to let go of certain things to eat blue cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like oysters.
Oh.
You got to let go
of the textures. Do you like oysters?
I'm not in love with them. I can put one on something and eat it, but the texture alone just... But
I feel like not that many people like it. I feel like people try to be kinky. They're like, it's an aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, do you even really like it?
Like,
it's a snot. You're eating snot, but you're doing it so you get more horny.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're eating anything to get more horny, I'm like, I need to get away from you. Please do not touch me.
Especially if you're a comic.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Comics eating oysters.
Comics eating oysters. Anybody who's like... overly sexual, like always sexual. I'm like, get away from me. Like, I'm scared.
There are some people who are overly sexual.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't tell them like, hey, stop, without them being insulted. But you're like, I don't want to touch you. Like,
yeah,
it's not that other people can't, but like, don't touch me.
And I don't want to know that you're getting all horned up from what you're eating.
Yeah.
Like, you're eating this to get horny, but, like, we're just hanging out in a group.
Yeah.
It would be different if it was Valentine's Day and we were about to fuck.
Yeah.
But even so, like, watching someone eat a bunch of snots...
Isn't it.
At all, whatsoever.
Yeah, because it's not like they're even chewing it either. Like, it just slides down.
Yes.
Not okay.
It's like... it's like a gulp.
Yeah, it's so gnarly.
What about sriracha?
Love sriracha. I love hot sauce. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce? Okay, let's rank the hot sauces.
Okay. I feel like when I was younger, because my dad loved Tabasco, I was like, Tabasco's it.
Classic.
And then I had Tapatio, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
Tapatio
is...
fucks.
It's so good, especially on breakfast food. Like, once I started putting Tapatio on eggs, I was like, Tabasco has to go.
Yeah.
Tabasco can't get it.
To the left.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, to the left.
As Beyonce once said.
Literally, that reference must have come from the back corner of your brain. Like,
the scary part is just in the front waiting to be said.
Just
waiting. Right there.
One
like,
day.
To the left.
To the left. Yeah, so I would put Tapatio as what? Cholula, I could fuck with.
Oh, Cholula's a gift from the heavens.
Yeah, very, very good. Sriracha, the thing with sriracha is that it's thick. So it's like you have to have something that can hold the heavy thickness. Bruce, my boyfriend, loves putting sriracha on eggs. I can't do it on eggs. Too heavy of a hot sauce for eggs.
That's a wild move.
Yeah, yeah. But so it's the consistency.
I feel like sriracha on like a something more hearty, like what you're saying.
Like a bowl?
Like, yes. Like a, yeah. Like a fried rice?
Yes.
Throw it in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like...
I just keep quoting different songs. Throw it in the bag. What's that song?
I have no idea. Is that even a song?
You or know what it, when it's like... When your man's gonna leave you, just throw it in the bag. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Fabulous?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that song?
I don't remember the song.
Vaguely.
Can we sample a little bit of Fabulous? Throw it in the...
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to know it now. We have to. Oh, I love your logo.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and Kim have the best logos.
Thank you. Yeah, throw it in the bag. It's like about taking your man's money and throwing it in the bag.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
This is from 2009. She's just talking about how he goes shopping with his credit card, just throw it in the bag. I don't know why I said throw it in the bag in reference to Sriracha. Does this sound familiar?
No, but I can get with it. I can get with it.
Wait, skip to the middle.
The idea of skipping around this song and avoiding every moment that it says throw it in the bag. I'm trying to find it.
Right here.
Here we go.
There it is.
Do you remember?
Vaguely remembering it. I don't know if I'm remembering it or my brain is like, just remember it. Just say
just
you remember
please
it.
Get it. Please off. Please take Fabulous, please. Throw it on in the bag off now. Okay. We're all caught up. I'm done referencing... pop songs.
What's your favorite condiment?
Oh, this is a hard one. Okay, then, you know what? I will say this, but I wouldn't eat it in public either.
Okay.
It's like one of those. It's like ranch adjacent aioli.
I love an aioli on a sandwich.
On a sandwich.
Like a chicken. Chipotle aioli. There is a sandwich at Granville that... And let me say this. I'll say it publicly. A little overpriced. Okay, overpriced for
let
a good
them
sandwich.
Know.
Yeah. But the atmosphere is good. All the servers wear a cute little outfit, whatever. But they have this Chipotle chicken sandwich that is out of this world. They have multiple sandwiches that are very, very good if you're looking for a good sandwich. And they use a good aioli.
And an aioli is just like, I think it's just mayo with some spice.
Yeah. I can't have plain mayo for some reason.
Oh.
I need it to be the aioli. I need to reframe it in my mind.
Yeah, put a new spin on it.
Yeah.
Class it up.
Yeah. Like when people say that they make a grilled cheese with mayo, I'm like, that blows my mind because I do butter.
Why would you ever put mayo on a grilled cheese?
That's what I'm saying. But apparently it works as like a fat substitute instead of the butter. But I'm like, this is crazy to me.
That's
like,
fucking mentally ill.
I know.
Like that's grounds for divorce.
I know.
If my fucking husband was putting mayo on his grilled cheese, my husband that I don't have.
If my husband of 25 years, if I ever saw him put mayo, if I see you reach for a huge jar of mayo, I'm like, we're going through something. Something is wrong. Like, there shouldn't be a big jar of mayo in your fridge.
No.
No. I can handle a tiny jar.
A tiny jar is acceptable.
You had a barbecue. You bought the three thing at Costco or whatever it is. I see you have mayo in the fridge. But if you're like, oh, fuck, I'm at the store. I forgot to get the mayo. I'd be like, what?
What about you, Drew? You don't use mayo, do you? Or butter?
I'm not vegan, so I'll do both. But yeah, I'll do the little mayo jar. I don't have an industrial sized jar of mayo.
Are you a vegetarian?
Vegetarian. I've never had meat or fish or anything in my whole life.
Ever?
Ever. I don't know what it tastes like. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy, right?
Oh my God, that's why you're like that.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that. Come on. It's been 15 minutes. What's going on?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, obviously ketchup and mustard are my top.
Yeah. I mean,
the spicy mustard, I'll do a Grey Poupon. Not to be an elitist cunt, but I do like a little
bit
of...
But here I go.
Here I go. A little Grey Poupon. Feels good. Hits right.
Yeah.
A spicy mustard, like you said, a coarse mustard.
The ones with the little beads. Yes. That's so satisfying.
What
for
the texture.
Why? I don't know.
There's like a coarse mustard on a hot dog.
Fuck yeah. Oh, that rips.
What I could live without relish.
I don't need a relish. If I do the pickle, I want the full pickle.
Pickle.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a place
it's
in
a
the Grove.
Jam. Is it a pickled jam? Is relish like a
it's
jam?
It's like a pickled. Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't like jelly either. I don't. Consistency
is not for you.
No. And I used to, when I did like a peanut butter, I would just do peanut butter. Because I can't do there's certain things that I just consistency-wise I get gross about. But there's a pickle place in the Grove that they like marinate their pickles in a bunch of different.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it's so, and there's a mustard pickle that is so good. They give out free samples. And so
what's it called? What's the pickle place called?
Truly, if you go into the Grove and you go and you say, "Where's the pickle place?"
Someone will know.
Yeah, there's only one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like
there's multiple pickle establishments at the Grove. Okay.
Yeah, I'll find it. Yeah.
And I'll report back.
The Grove actually, like the farmer's market, rips.
No,
like,
I know.
I never really like people made fun of it because of Rick Caruso or whatever, and they're like, he's a piece of shit and blah blah blah. I don't keep up, so I don't know. All I know is I love a good mall.
Yeah,
so
same. Love a good mall. Like, catch me getting lost at the mall.
Oh my god, it's where I'll go and fucking just walk around because I'm like, no one's gonna attack me.
I can get
in
my
the
steps
mall.
In.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a mall walker. I'm moving.
That's fitness, sweetie.
It absolutely is. I go to the mall, knock out 4,000 steps, call it a ding dong day. I don't even have to buy anything. It's just touching things.
What
picking
is that?
I don't know.
It's just like walking by a shirt that looks nice and just running my fingers along it.
Yeah. I don't know if
but
it's.
Even if it's. But if I was really wealthy, it would be. Would I still be doing that, or would I just be buying more stuff?
I think it's just a thing that women love to truly do.
Just roam the mall.
Just roam the mall. Look at nice things.
Have a coffee at the mall.
Yeah.
There's something about it that feels so safe to me.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in malls growing up. Yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was all that there really was. Because I grew up in like the woods. So you would have to, like, we didn't have any commercial businesses, nothing where I was. No McDonald's, nothing. So you had to go outside of town to go to
where did
anything.
You grow up?
Easton, Connecticut.
Okay.
Very tiny.
Okay.
And we had an apple orchard and that was it. And so you had to go like 20 minutes at least to get to a mall, anything. And when you were at the mall, it was like, this is a huge deal. I went to the mall today.
Yes.
You know? And it ripped.
The mall.
The like, pretzel, the
Mrs. Fields.
Oh my God. And now like. You have to go. The closest thing I've found to like a genuine mall that like you grew up with is the Culver City one. The Beverly Center is bougie.
But it's weird.
But it's weird. Yeah.
The Beverly
silent.
Center is just like something's off about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you feel like. Ooh,
I used to work there.
I feel like it really.
Yeah. At Bloomingdale's before I was a comic.
Because truly it feels like everyone that works there at the end of the night, they go back into a cage. Like no. It does not. Feel like they're real people.
No, it's not. It's the weirdest place to work because it's so big and it feels almost haunted. It's very big, but it's not busy. It's not bustling. The Culver City Mall, it's an experience.
Yeah, and you have all those old stores that you're like a Spencer's.
Yes.
Yeah. You have like an Icing.
And they have an ear piercing place.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Studs, get my ears pierced.
When I was in Austin, the last time I got my second hole. And
you
now
did?
I'm like, I need to get more. Like, I'm, you know. Yeah. Do you have tattoos?
Yeah. I got these.
Ooh.
And then I have a bee.
Oh, it's cute.
And then I have a teapot and a bow.
Hell yeah.
What do you, have that one?
I have the hyena. I have Such is Life.
Such
and
is Life
have,
is a good one.
I have a Roman numeral 3 on my
for
side.
What?
Me, my brother, and my sister. And we were actually all supposed to get it done at the same time. But I had an ex-boyfriend that was like, I want to get tattoos. And I was like, okay, I'll get a tattoo. And so I got the same thing. And now my brother and sister have not gotten it yet. Because they're like, fuck you. You went without us.
You're gonna have to get another Roman numeral 3.
Yeah. Also, this one is shit. It's absolute dog shit. I got it in Dallas at like an overpriced place. The girl that did it looked exactly like Avril Lavigne.
No.
And she literally, like, I'm telling you, the lines are, I mean, as straight as I am. Like, they are so, like, back and forth. It's awful.
No. No, I had a real, this was an 818 for Brody Stevens, and then I covered it up because I got it at Skankfest. Don't recommend getting inked at Skankfest. Fun festival. Mm,
but, yeah.
But I was like, I need this on my body. When I was, during the festival, I was on some psychedelics, and I was like, everything is temporary. Let's just do it, man. Let's just put it on my body. We're all gonna die. Like I want to remember this moment for forever. Yeah. And then the next day, I was like, I've never seen an eight get so fucked up. It was like, it looked like a snowman. You know how when you do a snowman, it's like two circles on top of each other, yeah. Not like an infinity.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It just looked like
blah. Yeah, yeah, it looked like shit. It looked like, wow. My friend said it looked like two snowmen playing table tennis. So then I had to cover it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, now I have the butterflies, very large butterflies.
I feel like he would understand.
Yeah.
Like, if it,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like if I went out and someone got a tattoo for me.
And it was ugly.
And it was ugly, I'd be like, please take care of yourself. Yeah. Like, please do what you need to do. This is not worth it.
Maybe I'll get a new 818, but a prettier one.
Yeah.
But I'm like so fucked up from that one. Because once you get a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least yours isn't visible. Mine was like right here. People would be like, what is that?
Yeah.
I came home. My boyfriend at the time was like, you look like you got a Holocaust tattoo at Skankfest. I was like, well, since my grandpa survived the Holocaust, I should cover this up.
I should get Is he still alive?
No, he's dead now. But he did survive it.
But he survived that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's still a feat, even if you do die eventually. Yeah, I want that to be known.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, do you want more tattoos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So the reason I got this one was because I was like, okay, my meemaw, which is Southern for grandma.
Yes, yes.
She died a few years ago, and when she was like six, she got bit by a rattlesnake and lived, which is like so punk rock and hardcore.
That's so crazy.
I know. She was a badass. And so like I was like, oh, I want to get like a rattlesnake around Blue Bonnets because Blue Bonnets, Texas, like that's what I want. So I'm like, let me just check with my dad like and be like, hey, whatever. He's like, that's not what she would want. Like she wouldn't blah, blah, blah. And so I ended up getting this one instead. And this is...
I like that one.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I really like it too. I did not know... So this is my French teacher used to always, in English, say the phrase, such is life. In English, she would say.
Okay.
So I'm out to dinner with someone and they go, why don't you get c'est la vie if it was your French teacher? And I go, what are you talking about? I go, because I'm not a basic bitch. Like, that's why I didn't. She goes, well, you know what c'est la vie means? And I was like, no. And she was like, such is life. And I was like, I am the dumbest.
I had no idea.
I had no clue. I had no clue. So like then I was like, okay, great. I'm not only basic, I'm an idiot.
I don't understand Parisian culture.
Literally so dumb. And you know what? It's what I get though, because if you brought up the French to me, like in the past 10 years, I would say fuck them because they spat in our lane in the 2008 Olympics. I don't know if you remember that.
Wait, what happened in the 2008 Olympics?
And they spat in our swimming lane.
What do you mean?
Like because
they hawked a loogie in our swimming lane?
Yeah, because they were like, fuck you. And so.
This really stayed with you.
I just thought it was so disrespectful.
How French of them.
Is so rude.
That is so rude.
And I don't know why. It just like helped channel like my like ugh, like the French. And then when anyone would ask, I'd be like, well, you know what they did. Like, it made it to where I wasn't just like crazy. Like I was like, no, I have a reason that doesn't affect me at all, but I have a reason. But yeah, the French is just like are snooty.
They are snooty.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to Europe?
I've been to Europe.
Have you been to France?
I've been to France. Have you?
No.
It's fun. It's like it makes you feel like you're on like the set of Beauty and the Beast. Mm. You know, like there's like cobblestone things and baguettes.
Yeah.
It's so pretty that you're like, oh, I guess this is why they're assholes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I feel like if I went, I would love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
But it's also like when, I mean, I realized when I was in Montreal that I don't know any French. I know no French. Like, and I took it when I was growing
you
up.
You did?
I took it, but now I'm on Duolingo learning Spanish. So all my French is gone, and it's been replaced by shit Spanish. Like, so when I was there, I'm telling you, I, like, a man, like, said something to me, and I totally forgot how to say thank you. I said gracias.
No.
Yeah, because I totally forgot. I was like, gracias, and he was like, huh? Like, that's not even close. Like, say, like, if you're going to say thank you in, you know, English, fine. But you jumped to the other.
Yeah.
Like, and he's looking at me. He's like, I know you're not
Spanish.
Spanish. So where did this? Yeah, it was. But they, like, apparently, like, because I always knew they spoke French there, but apparently, like, something happened where they, like, were really cracking down on it because it's, like, a French, like, the history of France.
No, I know.
Or something.
When I see that people are in Montreal, it looks fancy and a little French.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're, like, they know you're American. And there was one bar that we went to, I'm telling you. These servers hated our asses. Because we were just, like, the loudest. Like, our table was, like, vaping in the restaurant. Like, we're just the worst. Absolute worst. And you're like, I get why you hate us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's so many lovely people here that are just from Canada and having a great time. Then you have this loud table of Americans.
Acting up. All comics.
All comics, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, comics, so even loud worse. Comics, even in Vegas is a scene,
yeah,
let alone Montreal.
Montreal.
There's something about it that seems fancy.
Yeah, it was, there were parts of it that were, and then, like, it's so interesting taking different looks at homeless people of across the country.
Yes.
Or unhoused. I don't know how we talk on Shrank.
We can call them homeless.
Okay.
We're not fancy around her.
Okay. So, like, their homeless were very different from LA homeless.
Were they classier?
They were just, like, yeah, like, singing a lot. Like, very interesting.
What do you mean singing? Were they hitting the notes?
They weren't all bad.
Okay.
But they were, like, singing, and they, like, they collect a lot more. Like they collect, like, cans a lot more. Like, here...
Hoarders.
Yeah, more of a hoarder situation.
They're working.
Yeah, they're working. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In L.A.?
In L.A., I don't know what everyone's doing.
There's tents with Wi-Fi.
It's
in Hollywood.
Crazy.
I'm like, that doesn't seem that bad. Are you guys all chipping in on that? And, like, what if something goes down? Does Spectrum come out to the tent?
Yeah, yeah. Who has the router?
Yeah.
Is there one person, one tent that has the router? Or is it everyone has their own? Like, I don't know. We're living in a totally, what was it? I think the 65,000 homeless in LA. That's crazy.
So much.
That's so crazy. But then I'm like, I kind of get it. Because the cost of everything just keeps going up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the groceries.
Oh, my. What's
and then I still have to cook.
Yeah, on top of everything.
And now I got to cook and clean up the mess.
Yeah, yeah.
For these $10 tortillas. The Siete tortillas, they're gluten-free. Have you tried those?
They're so expensive.
They're $10.
Everything. I don't go to, I go to Trader Joe's and I just call it a day. I'm like, well, if they don't have this, I guess I'm not getting it. Because I go to Sprouts and it's so expensive.
Why is Sprouts more expensive than Trader Joe's?
I don't know.
And I can't tell what's going on with Sprouts. I'm like, is this a nice market or is this just a regular market?
Pick a lane.
Yeah, right? It's in the middle.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's like, I think they try to be like your like farmer market. Like you're getting the cashews out of the fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever. And then there was one time. Okay, so I got quinoa out of the bin, right? And I just used the bag that they supplied. Okay, so I go up to the register. She scans it. And the quinoa goes everywhere. And she goes, well, you used the wrong bag. And I go, I used the bag that was over there. And she goes, it's supposed to be in a thicker bag. I'm like, I don't work here. I don't know. So then I just have to stand there as someone comes over. She's angry. As someone comes over and just vacuums up the quinoa.
No.
And we're just staring at each other with the.
No.
You know, whatever.
No, no.
She's so mad at me. She's like, do you want to go get more? I'm like, no. No, I want to get out of here. I can't, and I literally have not been back to that Sprout since. Because I'm like, I'm worried she's going to kick my ass.
The quinoa incident?
The quinoa incident, yeah. Because
she
quinoa is worse than rice. Quinoa goes, it's like sand. Like,
yeah, yeah,
she's going to go home and find it in her shoe. She's going to be like, oh my God.
She blamed you.
That was the other thing. I was like, hey.
I don't fucking work here.
I don't know. I used the fucking bag that was there.
You know, sometimes now they're like, do you know the code? I'm like, no, I don't know the code on this.
Why would I? That's the other thing. I'm like, I just turned 38 and I'm like, am I Larry David? Like, am I becoming him? I'm so worried this early, this soon, but it's happening.
No, it's happening to me too.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. The little things. I'm like, what are we doing? How have you not? Like at the airport, like even through TSA pre-check, people still don't know what they're doing. And you're like, no, how?
People move so slowly through that shit.
I don't know what it is.
Also, what's going on with TSA? Sometimes they want me to take the laptop out. Sometimes they don't.
I don't know. It's
has
all
that happened to you?
Absolutely. It's all a facade. It's a lie. It's that machine. I am certain does nothing. It's literally you watch them look at the machine and they're like this, and they're like, eh.
Yeah, eh. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I've gone through there. Sometimes they take mace out of my bag. Sometimes they don't. I've gotten through with a knife before. Like, it's crazy.
There's no rhyme or reason. Have you been pat down before?
Not like to like a harassment level, but
I
like
have.
Really?
Yeah, by like a big bitch. She was like, I'm going to have to pat you down. I'm like, I feel like you just want to pat me down. In my head, I was like, this feels overtly sexual and weird. And she really got in there.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, I'm in like leggings. I'm not like storing a gat in my leggings.
Yeah, you're like, just say
I call it a gun gat.
Yeah. It's very a hip-hop.
Gat? Thank you, I'm very hip-hop.
I was like, that's a weapon of some kind. I haven't heard of the gat, but okay.
I'm urban.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know. And like part of me, I used to get really mad when they would like yell at you, whatever. And then I'm like, you know what? If I had to do this fucking job, I'd be screaming.
I would be yelling at everyone. I'd be like, come on, keep it moving. Take the laptop out of the bag.
Yeah. I think I would just pick a different accent too. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I would just pick another personality because it's like, I don't want you to ever see me again and be like, that's the bitch that told me to take out my laptop. Like, I would wear a disguise, maybe change my makeup. Like,
clown nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Clown nose at TSA. Do you think they'd let you walk through the thing with a clown nose? They let me keep my sunglasses on my head, but they made me take my shoes off. Isn't that weird?
That
like, what are
weird.
The rules?
I don't think there are.
I think it's whatever they feel.
It depends on which TSA agent you get, like what kind.
What
like,
he had for breakfast.
Yeah, like,
if
he's
having
mood.
Sex.
Yeah, exactly.
The last
it's
time he came.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All
it's
of
so
those things.
Yeah, dependent on all that. People are temperamental.
People are so temperamental.
Yeah.
Even myself sometimes at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
You see a full, like, you get to see all of someone's personalities at an airport.
I felt so bad. So, like, 2 weeks ago, I land from, so I got COVID when, as did many people at JFL. I get back to.
Everyone at JFL got COVID.
Everyone got it. I had an 8-hour layover in Toronto from there. So I'm just, like, dying in Toronto. And I'm like, I got to get home. Like, whatever. I get home. Bruce's plane lands from Denver late, so I'm waiting for like 2 hours at 1 a.m. waiting for him so we can get in a lift together, whatever. And it's me alone, like in LAX, nobody's there. It's me, a homeless dude, and a woman in a wheelchair that's just going back and forth, which was hilarious
to
watch.
No,
part of me really wanted to get like a TikTok video of me dancing and her just flying back and forth in the background. But I was like, if she kicks my ass, it's gonna be over. But so he finally lands. We're waiting for the bus that takes you to Lyft and Uber, okay?
Not the shuttle.
The shuttle.
The shuttle at LAX?
I am on one, okay? I'm like, Jesus. So we get to the shuttle. We're first in line. The way the bus parks at the back of the line, everybody from the back gets on before us, okay? And there's still some seats on the bus. And we get on, and the guy is like, if there's no room, you're going to have to wait for another. And I go, oh, no, there's room. I go, can you just move back a little bit? And the woman goes, no, we can't. And I go, Bruce, we're going to have to get off the bus. And he goes, no, we're getting on the bus. And I go, there's no room. And he goes, no, we have to. And I go, no. I go, because this bitch won't fucking move. And I was like, so we're going to have to get the next one because everyone cut in line. And we get off the bus and I looked at him and I go, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But I was like, I was so mad. And like, I turned into somebody else. I was like, I can't even, like, and I get, and he's like, it's fine. Like, don't feel bad. And I was like, well, I do feel bad. Cause I don't want her to be like, she just called me a bitch in front of everybody. But I was also like, move. Like, you have space.
You cut,
like,
the line, and now you're not letting me on the fucking bus.
Yeah.
No, the bus, that shuttle will bring out the worst in anyone.
Oh, I was like, the worst fucking part. So I was wearing, I had been gone before I even went to Canada for a week prior to that. So everything in my bag, I only had a carry-on. I'd washed it. I was last resort items. Okay.
Right.
So, and I'm freezing because I have a fever probably, right, whatever. So I have on a long dress, a Seattle sweatshirt. My hair is disgusting, greasy in a cap. Okay. And the way that the dress looks with the sweatshirt, I look like one of those, like, Amish.
No.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, those bitches that wear the long skirts and, like, are like, I can't show ankle. Like, I look like that. So the fact that I think this woman was like, oh, this shot, like, this little Amish. And then the fact I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I think she was like, what in the world is this monster? Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, my God. No, I had a moment like that in Texas. I went to go get a hamburger. There's like this. They have the best fucking hamburgers in Texas. There's a place called Not a Damn Chance Burger. It's called NADC. Okay. No, NADC. Whatever, not a
damn chance. NADC, right?
Yeah, not a damn chance. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So when I went there, my dumbass, I go to not a damn chance burger. I try to get it protein styled, and the first thing they say to me is not a damn chance. They don't change anything. That's part of their
that's part of the bit.
That's part of their slogan. That's part of their brand. So you can't really like. So already they don't like me because now I'm just like this complicated LA cunt who's like, can I get it protein style? And they're like, nope, not a damn chance. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm having it with the bun. Let's go.
Yeah.
But it was the best burger I've ever had. So I go back again. In between sets, I got to go back for this burger because it was so fucking
good. Wait, did it have the bun?
It had the bun. I ate it.
So they were literally like not a damn
chance. Oh. I tried to get it delivered to the mothership. I get a notification saying they don't do that. And then I was like, oh, not a damn chance. Again, like that's like their branding. And it's so fucking funny, but it's so fucking good. And so I had gone to this burger place during the day and it was so easy. Just get the burger, leave. And then all of a sudden, you know how Austin turns into a fucking nightclub? Like the whole, all of the streets.
Yeah.
I have to get like dropped off at the corner to get this fucking burger.
Yeah.
It's like 100 degrees out at midnight still.
Awful. And
I'm not into that at all.
No.
I'm sweating. I just want this damn burger.
Yeah.
I get up there. He's like, ma'am, you're going to have to throw out your Red Bull. And I'm like, why? It's just a Red Bull. Like, and then I was like, he's like, that's just the rules. And I was like, oh, fuck. I threw it out. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I had like a full moment where it was like, he's just doing his job.
I know. And
I was just being such a cunt and I couldn't like put a lid on it. Yeah. And then like, I get my burger and I leave and he's like, you're leaving already? And I was like, yeah, I just came in for the burger. Sorry about earlier. And just left.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I don't know what came over me.
I don't know what happened, but it's
like the worst part of my personality.
I know it's something that's tucked away normally, but it's like just when you hit the right chords, it'll come out. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I don't know how anyone loves me at all. Like, if this is what's inside of me.
But like, it's also like you're aware of it. I'm aware of it. There's people who lack awareness of it.
Oh.
They're just on their worst behavior all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Without even being able to be like, wow, that was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. What's crazy is I was just talking about this the other day. How fast word gets around too. Like, because there are people that like in our world that are constantly like difficult. I'm telling you, it's
everyone
like that.
Knows.
It's wild.
Yeah,
I was in Bakersfield, which is like at this small club. I'm like, there's no way.
The Well?
Yeah. And they were like, have you heard of so-and-so? They were a nightmare. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
In Bakersfield? How are you a nightmare in Bakersfield? Like, you have no, like, do you know where you are?
You're
like,
in Bakersfield,
you're in Bakersfield.
Bitch.
You have no, you cannot have an ego here
in
right now. Are you out of your mind?
You can't do a Bakersfield gig and then show up with an ego.
No.
It doesn't, that doesn't. Makes sense.
Yeah, you're the one.
You're not doing a residency at like in Vegas.
It is so crazy. And I remember like And like when I first started out here, there were also like certain bar shows where like if you got on it, people were like, I'm the best. And I'm like, oh, you got paid $25 to perform for hammered people in fucking Riverside? Yeah, great.
It's so crazy. Cool. It's so crazy. Yeah. And sometimes people have like mild success and then they bring that the energy of like a diva everywhere they go.
It's I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either.
Well, because it's like you must not have a close enough friend to be like, hey, shut the fuck up. Like, you must not have anybody to be like, why don't you relax?
Well, sometimes I think the more power people have, the less people are willing to be like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then you don't have any real friends.
You don't have any real friends. You don't have family to be like, stop. Like,
take
you don't,
the trash out.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
You like, need that.
Yeah. Like, I still, when I ever go to my parents, like, if I'm on my phone for, like, 5 minutes, they're like, when are you going to put your phone down? And I'm like, okay, yep, nope, got it. Like,
I was at my parents yesterday. I was like, are we going to have dinner? My mom goes, it is not my job to make you dinner. I was like, it was just more of an inquiry. Debbie. I thought maybe it was one of the benefits of staying at your parents' house during a hurricane. You get a meal. Sorry, Deb.
Yeah, but you gotta have those people. Yeah. You have to.
She's like, figure it out. I was like, okay, I guess I'll just make some macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, no, it's so necessary. And I wonder, like, I mean, I guess when you move to LA, maybe if you don't know anybody and like you never build like a close friendship, that's how it happens.
One of my favorite things is telling my best friend that when she's being a cunt. Kim, that's you, bitch.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim. And vice versa. Like, yeah.
Oh, Allie and I, all of the time, yeah. I will be like, hey, why don't you knock it off? And it's like, got it.
Noted.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. No.
I'll be like, I need you to turn down the cunt like 25% and then ask me that question again. And she'll be like, whoa, okay. And
then it's like, yeah. Yeah. The funniest thing is like when we'll be at the comedy store and like Allie will say something or I'll say something out of pocket and we'll just be like, come here. And no. Like, go to the side and be like, don't say that. And it's like, okay.
That's so funny.
But it's like there's certain people, like there are certain people where you're like, I wish I could find you somebody. It's not gonna be me. I don't want to be involved.
I don't want to be your trainer.
Yeah. But I wish I could find you just somebody
like a good friend.
Yeah.
To tell it like it is that you respect it. Yeah. Yeah.
But there are also people that like go in and out of friendships so often.
In comedy?
Yeah, in comedy where
you're like red flag.
Exactly.
You're like, you're revolving the people around you all the time. Something's off.
Like, and it's you. If you're the one thing, like, and it's so bizarre. It's like, and you just have to like keep a mental doc of all these people. Because there's no forum. Like, we can't be like, hey, so-and-so has a new best friend. Did you notice? Like, we can't do that.
No. But it's you just so have to watch and protect yourself.
Yeah. And keep your guard up.
I bring sage places now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not
on the road.
Around.
On the road sometimes after hanging out in some of those green rooms, I'm like, fuck, get the bad energy off of me.
Yeah. Even like sometimes you're in a green room and you're like, why is the booker the worst person here? Why is this happening to me? Like, this guy's doing me a favor and I cannot wait for him to get the fuck away
out of the green room.
And I don't know. It's a very weird, like there was one guy who like the second I would leave the green room, he would like ask other people about my set. So it was like, oh, do you believe in that? Like, do you think whatever? And I'm like, who are you? What's your deal?
No,
get out of here.
No.
Yeah. It was very strange. And like, I would come back in and he would like compliment the set. And then when he was gone, the people that were in the green room were like, yeah, he was wondering like what the deal with your set was. And I was like, what is happening?
That is so weird.
It's like, don't compliment me. And then fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Also, I don't like it when, you know, how it's like some of the comedy clubs, they'll charge you for food. And they'll make it like a whole big thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I thought the chicken skewers that you just heated up were free. Mm. I didn't want those really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy to tip the people that are bringing in, like the wait staff, always whatever. But like, not even a discounted chicken skewer.
Dude, I was at a casino and I was like, a guy comes over and he goes, anything you want, free. And I was like, okay, great. I was like, I'll do a double Tito's and soda. The bartender comes over and he goes, okay, that'll be $20. And I go, oh, the guy just said it was free. And he goes, yeah, no, we don't do that. And I'm like, well, I would have never ordered a double Tito's and soda. I would have gotten a single well. I would have drinking piss water. I wouldn't have fucking gotten the extreme version.
Right.
Like, And I'm like, I just perform for that many people and you can't give me a free vodka soda.
No, you know where else they did that to me? I'm not afraid to say the name right now. Ha-ha's.
They did that to you?
At Ha-Ha's?
Hey, Ha-Ha's.
At Lakersham?
Hey, Ha-Ha.
You charged me for a sugar-free Red Bull.
Did they really?
They did.
Hey.
Haven't played the club since.
Really? The last time I was there, when was the last time I was there? It must have been over a year ago. Things are different there. Yeah. But there are people that just exclusively do the Ha-Ha.
I know.
And they're like, I love the Ha-Ha. And you're like, okay.
Good for you.
That's great.
Someone's got to love it.
Someone has to love the Ha-Ha. I will say the time that I was there, it was like, there was no press. Like, you just could say whatever you wanted. You could workshop.
It's a good workout room. But don't go there expecting a free Red Bull is all I'm saying.
Or else you're going to get fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked at the Ha-Ha.
Fucked at the Ha-Ha. That's amazing. No, yeah, it's so fun.
I used to live up there in North Hollywood.
You did?
Yeah, and there was a place called Tokyo Delves. This was years ago. And it actually burnt down. And it was a sushi place that also did karaoke every night.
Was it fun?
It was. You felt like you were in another universe because they, like, so the sushi was awful. The drinks, they didn't serve. They served alcohol, wine and beer. But if you wanted a vodka soda, it would be like a guy in the back that would come have to give you vodka. I'm pretty sure I got roofied there. It was like a situation.
No, yeah, no.
It was because I had like one drink and the next morning I was like, I don't remember anything. And like Allie's wallet got stolen there. Like it was crazy. But before all that, like, because we went many, many times, but they had all of these cutouts of celebrities on the walls, like posters and like cutouts that you would see at like FYE when it was like 2000.
Right.
It was so bizarre. And there was this guy there who like ran the karaoke. They would walk on the tables. They would do they would have all the staff work together and clap to Backstreet Boys.
Do you miss it sometimes?
Yeah, but also I'm like, I should not have been there. Like, I'm like, North Hollywood, you walk the line of like, this is a good place or I could get murdered outside.
Yeah.
There's
nothing in between. Yeah, I agree.
And so like, now looking back on it, I'm like, we shouldn't have been in there. Like, this is a creepy fucking place. Now if you were like, hey, I go to this karaoke bar, there's a bunch of cutouts, they serve sushi, they hand you grain alcohol from the kitchen, I'd be like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Like, do you care about your life?
Oh, but many things that you do early on in your life.
You're like, what the fuck?
You're like, what the fuck? Like, if my imaginary kid was doing that, I'd be fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I think it burned down in 2019 or something.
It got what it deserved.
Yeah. It needed to go.
It needed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Something tells me, too, that it was purposefully burnt down. Like, it was arson. Something tells me that, too, because of how seedy
and weird it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, a year later, the karaoke guy texted me and was like, hey, Merry Christmas. I'm staying on my dad's couch if you want to come over.
What?
Wild.
The karaoke guy.
Yeah, I forget why I gave him my. We never talked ever. Or no, it wasn't my number. It was on Facebook because I was like, I don't think I'd give him an. It was Facebook. Yeah, he messaged me on Facebook. Said I'm staying at Merry Christmas. I'm staying at my dad's house on the couch. Do you want to come over? And I was like, there's so many levels to this. A, it's Christmas. Okay, like
that's
what?
So dark.
You're lonely on Christmas? Like what? Well, you're with your father on Christmas. B, you're staying with your father. C, you're on the couch. He put you on the couch.
Like, and now you want me to come over?
And now you want me to come over? Like
on Christmas?
I know I sing a mean Valerie, but come on.
You must.
I must.
You must have sang a mean Valerie. Do you like karaoke? What are your go-to songs?
I love karaoke. I do Valerie.
Valerie is a classic. Amy Winehouse. Yep. We love her.
Yeah. I do Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert. That's a song about shooting your abusive boyfriend. Oh, love that.
We love that.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. But there was, oh my gosh. So I went to Barney's like maybe a month and a half ago.
Okay. Beanery?
Barney's Beanery.
Okay.
No, greenery.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm.
The Beanery. I went to the Beanery.
You went to the Beanery?
So they have karaoke night. It was a night where I already was like having a bad body image day. Okay. I'm already in the low.
Been there.
But I'm like, karaoke. I love karaoke. Time to get me back. Kelly's back, you know? Right. And so we go and we all sign up. There's like a group of five of us. We all sign up for karaoke. And everybody in our group went except for me. And I go, hey, like when am I going to go up? And he goes, you know, I got like seven more people than you. And we're like, oh, well, we all came in as a group, whatever. So my friend tips him $10 and be like, can you move her up the list? Tips him $10. More people are singing. More time goes by. And we're like, hey, when am I on the list? And he goes, oh, there's still like 8 or 10 people before you. And this TikTok hoe goes up and sings Valerie. And
no!
I swear to God,
no.
I looked at him and I go, just take me off the list. And he goes, what happened? I go, we tipped you $10. You keep moving me now. Now this skinny bitch is singing my song. I go, I don't need this. I don't need this. I walked off. I was like, how dare you? I gave you $10. And so then I sit down at the table and I'm like, these TikTok hosts in this town.
No,
and I'm like,
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. I'm so annoyed. And I'm like, I just went home. I was like, I can't. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, I was already having a day.
Just wanted to sing Valerie.
I just wanted to sing Valerie. And then this girl in a crop top, you know, it's not even a crop. It's just a titty crop top.
Yeah.
You know, she's got like a Lizzie McGuire hat on. I can't fucking take this. And of course, I'm like, I would have done better. It's
of
not
course
like she was a great
would've...
singer. I was so infuriated.
And then you can't do it after she did it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, I tipped you $10. And he goes, I didn't see it.
We have beef with the Beanery.
We got beef with the Beanery. And I felt bad. It was one of those moments again where I'm like, am I overreacting? And then I was, is this more me than her? You know? And she doesn't know.
Insult to injury.
Yeah.
You don't want a skinny bitch. It's like if a skinny bitch came and did your bit and your bit was better. And you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And she just got in because she has a lot of followers on TikTok.
Yeah. And let me be clear. I don't hate all skinny bitches.
Just a few.
Just the ones that take my song at karaoke.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, why couldn't you just tell her, hey,
someone already wrote down Valerie and that person actually tipped me.
Yeah. So much fucking nerve.
Do something else. Back to Black, bitch.
Yeah. Something. You could sing more Amy Winehouse. I don't care.
Yeah. Just not your song. That's our episode. Where can people find you?
So Instagram, this is Kelly Ryan.
Cool.
Show-wise, kellyryancomedy.com.
Okay, this is coming out on Wednesday. So do you have anything?
Okay, great. On this Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, then I will be in Bakersfield. I'll be at the Well.
Oh,
actually,
hell yeah.
I'll be at the Well on Saturday. I'm doing a all ladies show.
I saw that. It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
It's Monterey, Nikki.
Yeah. Fun. It'll be fun. It's funny though, because like when people come out, they're like, oh, girls' night, whatever. And like Monterey is so dark. And I'm like, I cannot wait for these women to be like, oh, Cosmos, and be like, molesting. Yeah. So it'll be great. Yeah, we got that. And then, you know, I'm on the road with Anthony. So.
Awesome. Yeah. And then are you and your sister, Allie, still doing the pod?
Oh, yeah. Night Coop podcast. We got in trouble this week quite a bit.
Why?
Our clip was just, I guess, a little offensive. I don't know.
Did you put it on Instagram?
Yeah.
It got taken down?
No. But the girlies are fighting in the comments. I love that.
I love it when it's good for the algorithm.
It's good for the algorithm. And you're also like, wow, you're more invested in this than I was invested in this.
Like, I don't care that much.
But okay. Like, this one girl turned sides. She at first was mad about the clip. Now she's defending us in all these comments. And you're just like, what is happening?
What happened in the clip?
We just basically said that, like, I was cheated on with this, like, this guy cheated on me with this girl that I was friends with that was, like, a very shy, mousy girl. Like, just,
it's
like,
always those.
It's always, exactly. Anyways, they took off and they're like, wow, we're shaming women in this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, like, we're shaming everybody.
We're shaming him and her.
And her.
That little mouse.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you're really going to, I look like a mouse. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't care. Like, that's not my problem. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's our episode. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks
so
for having
fun.
Me.
And we'll see you next week on Chink. Make sure to rate, review, tell your friends about the pod, buy some merch. You can find me here every Wednesday and every Monday on This Bitch. And you can also head to my Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWeinChink, for ad-free bonus content. Thank you.